the Radio Baby Zinoff remix of Teddy's new EP of Radio Remixes. And we're here on the air, well, nice rhyme, with Teddy themselves. Oh my goodness, that was incredible.
Yeah.
And you've had a pretty great year. We've loved your stuff up here at BFM. Obviously, you came to that live session, which we were just raving about. You charted number one on our charts, debut as well.
That was crazy, yeah.
That was exciting for me. I get the emails late at night of like what comes in, and when I saw that, I was freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, I was listening live and I like texted all my family.
Oh my gosh.
I was at a pub quiz and I had the phone up to my ear
That's so great. That's so lovely to hear. And that press shot, by the way, I'm getting really off track, but that press shot is iconic. It's so
funny,
great.
Yeah, the rainbow cardigan.
I loved it. It was awesome. And obviously you've released Radio, which was again number one. Which is also my song of the year, by the way. I didn't tell you that before, but it is my song of the year.
Caitlin.
I know. I'm a little bit starstruck, but it is my favorite song of the year. Sorry to the other songs. So when I heard about this EP, I was very, very excited. And it's great. It is a wonderful, wonderful EP. I listened today, and obviously we just listened to the track. And before we get into sort of a track by track, how did you sort of come about the idea of wanting to do a remix EP of Radio?
I think it was always going to happen, really. Before I was putting out original music, I was making remixes on SoundCloud, so that's kind of like my whole thing for years. I love hearing songs recontextualized and reimagined. And then when I put out Radio, I put the a cappella and the instrumental on Bandcamp so that people could just go at it if they wanted to. And then I started getting ones back. The Baby Zionov one that we just heard, I think, was the first one that came back to me.
Damn. And oh gosh, it's such a good song. I love it. I've heard the different remixes. Obviously, I've heard the Spotify version. We've got the club version here, which charted. And now there's 8 more versions.
Yeah.
So let's get into it track by track. Number one.
All right.
We've got the Grove remix. Tell us about this one. What is it? How did this collaboration come about? Let's do that for each.
Sweet. Okay, let's do it. Grove is my friend Alex. He is, when I put out my first song last year, he and my friend Annie remixed that song. They have a duo together called Speed Date.
Of course.
And they also have a track on this one. But this is his solo remix. I sent him the stems for it and for him to do the Speed Date remix. And he was like, I also want to do like a completely different one as well. And I ended up putting it on the opening track. It's super like melodic and EDM-y. It goes into like bass sections and like sort of housey sections. It's really fun. I love it.
It's so, so great. And then number two, we are going to play this after the interview. We're going to premiere this one, but we've got the Maxwell Young remix.
Yeah. Maxwell's one was, I had no idea that he was going to do it. I got this message out of the blue at like midnight about a month ago. And it was just a link to SoundCloud and it was called Radio Remix. And he'd just like made this whole, it's basically like a completely new song. It's really ambitious. It has like all these different sections with BPM changes and like 3 different vibes. It's really, really cool. I'm looking forward to playing it here first.
It's also got like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm pretty right on this one. It's got a line about mistletoes, so perhaps this is kind of a Christmas album song.
Totally. I see this as a Christmas album, which is why I wanted to put it out this Friday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think I haven't actually talked to him about this specifically, but I think he's referencing a bunch of pop songs in the song, because there's the Justin Bieber song Mistletoe.
Of course.
And I know he loves Justin Bieber.
Oh, and that's a great Christmas song.
Yeah.
It's a really good one.
Yeah.
That's so smart, because obviously this song is like about your love of, I guess, pop music and an ode to that. So it's quite a good recognition of that, I think. Does that happen often a lot? Just circling back to this, do people just send you remixes of your songs? Like, is that just something that, this is really naive of me, but is that just, okay.
No, this is a new phenomenon.
This is just a little bit special.
This is a new phenomenon. Yeah.
All right, number three. We were talking about this one earlier, which we're very excited about, both of us. The Auntie L remix.
Yes, Auntie L is on the album and it's her first. So she's an iconic DJ and has played all the huge festivals here.
She's so skux. Yeah.
For real. And this is her first track that's going to be like released onto streaming services.
Which is crazy, because she's such a beast. Like, she is everywhere, and if you meet Auntie Al, she is just the greatest. So yeah, it's so auntie. Exciting. She is Auntie.
She's Auntie. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's so exciting to have her putting stuff out. It's so exciting. And even more so on radio, of course. Then we've got track number 4, The Ages Power Flip remix.
Yes, that's Lou, also known as DJ Sweat. She actually has like 4 pseudonyms.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there might be more. That was one of the last ones that came together. I love it. It's super experimental and like sound designy and really awesome. It sort of opens up the like kind of like middle section of the album, which is where it gets kind of like crazy and stretched out and freaky.
Yeah, definitely. I love it. It is right in the middle. And then we have the Odious. Is
Odious,
that how,
yeah.
How I say it? Number 5.
Yeah, so Odious is also a DJ who goes by Kate Butch.
Of course.
Founder of Third Party in Wellington. And this is like the ambient moment in it.
It's like, this is a beautiful track. Yeah.
It's beautiful. I also looked at all of the remixes in like a sort of an audio analyzer, and it has the biggest bass out of anything in that record. It's like spacious and like really floaty for ages, and then there's this like huge, really low rumbling bass that comes in and like probably breaks some speakers.
Oh, and please, honestly, do it, but don't sue.
Do it,
do it, but don't sue. That is, oh my gosh, it was just one of the most beautiful songs, and I loved listening to that today. I got a little sneak peek, and chills. And we mentioned this before, track number 6 is the Speed Date remix.
Speed Date, yeah. So that's my friend Annie and Alex who did the opening track. Annie messaged me and was like, every good pop song needs to have an emotional piano cover.
And it's true.
And she was like, can I do it? And I was like, well, yes, absolutely. Please do it. And it turned into this like quite, what I got back in the end is like really orchestral actually. I was expecting something more stripped back, but it's like very lush and... Yeah,
it's beautiful. Number 7 we just listened to, the Baby Zionov.
Baby Zionov, yep, that one is like the happy, this is going into like the really upbeat part of it at the end. One of the things that she did on that remix, which I love, is it's sort of like, and that song is kind of an ode to like the nightcore genre where people are like speeding songs up and putting them on YouTube.
Yeah.
And she produced the whole thing and then just dropped the finished file into Audacity, sped it up by like whatever 9%, so which gives it like that very authentic I just think it's genius.
Yeah, it's so good. I just love listening to that before. It's so hype. And then last on the EP, closing us off, we have the Intersect remix.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. She did a beautiful job with that. It's I think it's the most dynamic one. It opens in this really like slowed down sort of piano space and then goes to this huge hard style crescendo, and it's like so melodic and symphonic even. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, gosh, it's such a great EP, and I'm just so excited for people to hear it this Friday. It is if it's not one of your favorite releases that you're listening to this year, listeners, then I don't know what music you're listening to. All of these songs are so great, and you should have them on your playlists and have them on your USBs. And wow, it's incredible. This EP is also the first release for Nympho.
No, it's not.
Oh my gosh.
No, all of my other ones also were technically released through Nympho, but I don't really know if that means anything. It's just like you choose a record label when you're putting it to distribution services. And I was like, yeah, it's Nympho.
Oh my gosh. And I've got my info wrong.
No, that's all good.
Wow. Is there more to come? Nympho release then?
I hope so. I have this dream of doing like a compilation album where we get a bunch of artists who've played at Nympho. Lots of our DJs are also producers.
Yeah.
And I would really love to do like a sort of a stacked album thing of like just club tracks from local producers and call it Nympho, the album, basically.
Oh my gosh, it'd be that's a
dream
so great.
Yeah.
Note it down, put that on the 2025 dream board, I reckon. But before we close off 2025, for those who aren't get to know, you're playing a special gig this Friday as well.
Very special gig.
On top of this EP release. You're playing with us at the 95 BFM Christmas party. We're so excited. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. My sneaky question is, will you be playing any of these remixes or radio itself?
I absolutely be playing these remixes.
Thank God. One by one.
I'm doing it back to back with my partner, Monogamy.
Yeah.
It's their DJ name. And so, yeah, we're like going to be trading back and forth, but I think you're going to hear a lot of this record from me.
Oh my gosh.
Beat it into the ground on release day. You know?
As it should be. Yeah. As it should be. Make people get sick of it, but not really, because you can't get sick of it. I'm so excited about this. I hope you are too, because it's so great. So congratulations.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Of course, anytime. Should we get into this Maxwell Young remix?
Let's play that Maxwell Young remix.
All right.
Now, you're tuned into 95BFM.
Oh my gosh, sting that, sting that. If you want to see Teddy play these songs or any of these songs, you can find Teddy B2B with Monogamy at the 95BFM Christmas party this Friday, same day as this EP is released. You can find it where all good music can be found. But if you can buy it, that's preferable. Support your local artists. Here is Radio, the remix by Maxwell Young of Teddy's lovely song, Radio. You're on 95BFM.
Yeah, I feel love with radio. You feel love with wake up. Hey, love my head like stereo. Girl, I don't know. Yeah, we feel love with mistletoe. We fell down like dominoes. Hands on my knees, girl, I'm glad you made me. Girl, I'm glad we got us. What a fucked up world. We're about to get spinned up, chewed up, spat out. So let's turn on the radio. Legs out, car window, let's work it out. By the time the sun comes out, I realize seasons changing. By the time the sun comes back round, I'll be with you, I'm dancing. Sit like me, I just do it for the glow, but you do it to fill a hole. Not bothered by the morning. That's right, I'm sipping different. I win the fight, sipping Batman. Yeah, I'm laid up after hitting different. Back in high school, I was known for kissing. Yeah, even then, I would need a fixing. I pull up your frontal, you make me feel insane. There's something about you in your face, yeah, you make me crazy. Yeah, you make me feel impatient. I never wanna be in your way, there's something that I can never replace. I fell in love with the radio, I'm so lonely, oh, I got nothing in the audio, and I hit the ground. I gave my heart to the studio, I'm so lonely, oh, I fell in love with the radio, and I can't get it down. Yeah, I was drunk when you called my phone up, I was drunk when you called my number, I don't wanna talk about it, you just keep playing games. I see you in a different light now, I see you going in the dark now. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't want. Until I see you looking right at me, I don't know why you do that too. Made me feel like a storm, made me feel like a I don't wanna see the picture if you'll make me feel straight. I don't wanna feel that way, just give me hope. We stay like that, from life to death. There's nobody else, there's no. Anymore. I just wanna see your head on my shoulder.